You're listening to Let's Talk Macro,
brought to you by Bandhan Mutual Fund.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the November edition of Let's Talk Macro, everyone. Ahalya here, keeping you company on the podcast all about macroeconomics by Bandhan Mutual Fund, where we discuss interesting global and domestic macroeconomic topics and events, keep you all caught up on everything you need to know from this world. And of course, we have with us our trusty guide, Srijit Balasubramanian, economist in the Fixed Income Fund Management team, to walk us through all of it. Hi, Srijit. Welcome back.
Thank you, Alia. How are you?
Doing well. And, you know, we're putting some of the attention now onto India. Nominal growth in India has been moderating, although it is now likely bottoming out. And this has had an impact on the government's tax revenue as well. So in today's episode, we're going to discuss the latest central government fiscal numbers, where we stand versus budget estimates, the revenue growth needed in the remaining months of this fiscal year, and the need for flexibility within the overall fiscal framework and within the realm of continued fiscal credibility as well. So, Srijit, let's start off by talking about the latest fiscal numbers. Could you give us a snapshot of where we stand in terms of revenue, expenses, and deficit of the central government?
Okay. So, if one looks at the year-on-year percentage growth during the first half of this year, that is April to September of the financial year, gross tax revenue is up just under 3% versus around 12% last year. Now, one reason is obviously the income tax cuts, because of which, you know, the collection has grown just under 5% this year, again, April to September, versus 25% last year. That's because of the tax cuts, the income tax cuts. But even corporate tax collection has been moderate, at around, you know, just above 1%. And the central GST tax collected is also, you know, has been just under 6%. And after tax devolution to states, the net tax revenue has actually fallen 2.8% year on year this time versus, you know, plus 9% last year. Now, we also know nominal GDP growth has been moderate in the first half of this fiscal. Now, the other thing is that on the expenditure side of the fiscal, if you see, there is a base effect in play, as capital expenditure in the early part of last year was subdued due to the union government election back then. So this year, we see that total expenditure so far is up 9% year on year, but capital expenditure is up 40%, and revenue expenditure, no, it's up only around 1.5%. So all said, fiscal deficit in the first half of this year is around 37% of the budget estimate versus 30% last year. But we should still be good to hit the 4.4% of GDP official estimate for this year.
Right. So moderation in tax revenue growth and base effect driven higher expenditure growth skewed towards more capital expenditure. So what is the revenue and expenditure growth that we actually need to meet the budget estimates? And are there any other buffers that will help us meet the fiscal deficit target?
Okay, so gross tax revenue during the second half of the fiscal year needs to grow by around 20% year on year now, you know, with steeper growth needed for income tax, sort of to meet the budget estimates. And if you look at net tax revenue, therefore, it has to grow by almost 30% in the second half of this year. Now, there will be some revenue hit from GST rate reductions that we saw, you know, since end of September. But if nominal growth is bottoming out, that should help. And on the expenditure side, again, the growth rate needed is very similar to the current rate at around 9%. But the mix will naturally shift towards higher revenue expenditure now, because capital expenditure growth of, you know, we've seen that that's quite higher in the first half. So the second half will have a capital expenditure growth of minus 15%. And on the other hand, revenue expenditure will grow by, let's say, around 16 to 17%. And that will get us to the budget estimates. And that's also okay for, you know, the immediate growth support perspective, a little shift towards revenue expenditure. But all said, there is no major expectation in the market of any fiscal slippage this year. So for FY26, that is. Now, one, this is given the strong fiscal credibility record of the central government that we've seen in the last, you know, few years. Two, there are some available buffers, to answer your question, even if revenue growth falls short. So one is the RBI dividend, which we've, you know, already received earlier this year, which was higher than budgeted. And there could also be some expenditure rationalization, while the capital expenditure, which has been growing steadily in the last few years, and that could possibly be cut slightly. But we'll also have to see how disinvestments fare towards the end of the year. It sort of has been lagging earlier, but we'll have to see if that goes through as per plan this year. And again, if you remember in April, excise duty on petrol and diesel were hiked. And that was done without raising the retail prices because the impact was absorbed by the OMCs, the oil marketing companies. Now, we have to see whether something similar is done again or not. But overall, even if tax revenues falls a bit short, there are buffers. And so the central government is definitely, as of now, expected to meet their FY 2026 fiscal deficit budget estimate, which is 4.4% of GDP.
Right. So higher tax revenue growth is needed in the rest of the year, but there are also enough buffers to ensure that the fiscal deficit stays at target this year. But, you know, let's go beyond that. How do things look after that, right? I mean, after the current fiscal year.
Okay. So as we've discussed before, the central government will move to a new fiscal framework, which is based on debt to GDP from FY 2027 and for the next 5 years. So that's till FY 2031. So the endeavor will be to keep fiscal deficit each year such that the debt to GDP is on a declining path and to attain 50% plus or minus 1% by the end of FY 2031. So we'll have to see what fiscal deficit number they target for FY 27 specifically in the upcoming budget in February. But what we know is that the new framework provides for some fiscal flexibility. And that's quite important. So, for example, if growth slows due to elevated global economic and policy uncertainty, and let's say, you know, further fiscal support is needed hypothetically, then fiscal policy has the leeway to respond while still being fully committed to the new debt to GDP framework and to fiscal credibility. And as an emerging market economy, fiscal prudence and credibility are absolutely important, no doubt about it, but so is growth. Right. So the new framework sort of allows that balance to be maintained, even if short-term cyclical fiscal support for growth is needed.
Right. So fiscal flexibility, wow, that's quite a tongue twister, within the new debt-based framework. But how do you think the central government can actually make this happen and do this? And also, how can this be communicated effectively, Srijit?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So for instance, the government can explore the possibility of a range for the fiscal deficit instead of a number as the budget estimate. I mean, just giving an example here. Given the rapidly changing global economic landscape, the nature of the kind of fiscal support that could be needed can be very dynamic, right? Be it with respect to magnitude, the duration of support, or the kind of avenues in areas where the support is needed. So a fiscal deficit range can more effectively help navigate the uncertainty, for instance. Now, this can be, you know, communicated in the union budget. And as I just said, it can still be implemented with continued commitment to the new debt to GDP framework and to fiscal credibility as well.
That's actually quite interesting. You know, a fiscal deficit range instead of a number that can be looked at, that could be a worthy worthy shot to shoot. With that, it's time for me to summarize the key takeaways, short and sweet, on this episode of Let's Talk Macro. So first of all, central government's tax revenue growth in the first half of the fiscal year was moderate, with slower nominal growth and income tax cuts. Expenditure growth was buoyant, led by capital expenditure due to the base effect. Therefore, in the second half, tax revenue growth needed is high and revenue expenditure growth could be higher. But there is no expectation of fiscal slippage this year, given nominal growth is likely bottoming out, the government's strong fiscal credibility and available buffers that we've spoken about, like higher RBI dividend and possible expenditure adjustment as well. The second point to note is that the debt to GDP based framework, which will be adopted from financial year 27, should provide fiscal flexibility. This can be utilized while still being fully committed to the debt to GDP framework and to fiscal credibility. And finally, a fiscal range is something that the central government could look at in the upcoming union budget. So instead of a target number, a range could be more suited to the dynamic economic context that we currently find ourselves in case fiscal support is needed. Again, this can be done while continuing to be fiscally credible. So that's it for today. I really hope this discussion was useful to all of you macroeconomic lovers who tune in every month. Thank you, Srijit, for helping us unpack all of this as always.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back with another episode of Let's Talk Macro to end the year, Srijit, actually. It's going to be the last episode of 2025, which is crazy to think about. But until then, bye-bye.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.